Of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
He got everything going. You see why Jesus says his faith is great? This man got compassion going. He got humility going. Humility. God gives grace to the humble. There's no way Jesus can tell him no. There's no way for Jesus to say, "I ain't coming." There's no way Jesus is going to say, "I'm sorry, but not today." He's got too much going on in his heart. This soldier, this officer, this Roman officer got too much going on for Jesus to tell him no. Number three, he demonstrated his understanding of authority and the power of words. Notice what he said. "I am a man under authority." What does that mean? He mean, I'm an officer in the Roman army, but I got a superior officer. He said, "I'm a man under authority. I've got people over me." And then he understood this. He said, "I am a man in authority. I've got people under me. I'm under somebody, but I got other people under me." So he understood authority. And then he made this statement. "I get things done." I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, "I get things done by words. I say to this man, go, and he goes because I'm in authority. I say to another one, come, and he comes. I say to a servant, do this, and they go do it." He said, "I get things done by my words." Amen.
Glory to God.
Now, when he made that statement, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed," he's saying something else. He's saying more than was on that page there. And that's what Jesus is looking into. He recognized Jesus' authority over everything, spiritual or physical. That everything was under Jesus' authority, and because Jesus was in authority, all he had to do was say. He said, "Just like I command humans that are under my authority, Jesus, you command everything that's under you, And sickness and disease, this condition that my servant has, is under your authority. And all you got to do is speak to it, and it will be gone, and my servant will be healed. When he made that statement, he didn't use a lot of words. But his actions showed that he had compassion. His words showed that he had humility. Amen. And his words showed that he had faith. His words revealed the faith that was in his heart. Faith can be heard. Faith is released through words. How many of you are able to speak words? Then you are able to release faith. If you can talk and release words, then you can say a faith command. Amen. Glory to God. Now let's get this here. He had a heart of compassion. He was humble. And he demonstrated his understanding of authority and the power of words. Now let's look at Jesus' response. When Jesus heard it, when he heard it, he marveled. That means Jesus listening for your words. And he said to them that followed, "Verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, not even among my own people." For your faith to work at a high level, you're going to have to cultivate a heart of compassion. You're going to have to walk in humility, and you're going to have to understand who's in charge. Do you know who's in charge? See, the soldier's saying, "Look, Jesus, you're in charge. You're in authority. Just like I can command soldiers under me to go, to come, to do this, and my instructions get carried out, you have the same power, but you're in authority over everything. All you got to do is say, 'Be healed,' and my servant going to be healed." You say, "Well, Pastor Greg, how does that affect me? How does that help me?" I'm going to tell you how it's going to help you right now. Hallelujah. The soldier's servant was healed in the same hour. He received what he believed in 1 hour's time. If his faith can work on that level, so can yours. Notice that his servant was healed in the same hour. Jesus didn't even have to come. Let's finish looking at what Jesus' response is. Jesus' response is in verse number 13. And Jesus said to the centurion, how did Jesus respond? "Go your way as you have believed, so be it done unto you." Now I ask the question, how did Jesus know what this man believed? Because of his words. Your words are going to identify what you really believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. By your words, you'll be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned. Jesus said, "As you have believed, so be it done unto you." As you have believed, so be it done unto you. As you have believed, so be it done unto you. I'm telling you today that as you believe, it will be done unto you. The question is, what do you believe? Jesus knew what the officer believed by what he said. Your words reveal what is in your heart, and they reveal what you really believe. It is important what you believe and what you say, because what you say reveals what your faith is. Amen? So you need to take note of what you've been saying. Now, I've been saying, I know what I believe. I believe that this is going to be my best year. That's what I believe. Amen. I'm believing that because I believe the word. I believe I haven't seen God's best, so I'm due for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing that. That's what I'm believing. I'm believing that I will have opportunity to minister more this year than in any other time. I believe, I'm telling you what I believe. I believe I'll have increase like I never had. I believe I'll see reconciliation like I've never seen it. I believe that everything that has been lost or gotten away from me is going to be recovered and restored. Now, that's what I believe. And I believe that because Jesus has authority in my life. He has authority over every impossible situation in my life. I believe. What do you believe? What are you saying? Jesus' response to great faith was, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And let me tell you this. This is always Jesus' response to great faith. He doesn't change. When you give him great faith, he will say the same thing back to you. As you have believed, so be it done to you. Now, the question is, what do you believe and what can you believe for? Hallelujah. What do you believe about 2012? What just came in your heart when I said that? What do you believe about it? Do you believe that things are going to be the same? Things are not going to change? What do you believe about your family? Do you believe your family going downhill? Do you believe that you're going to have more broken relationships this year? No, don't believe that. What do you believe about your body? Do you believe you're healed? Do you believe your family is restored? Amen. Do you believe your family is healthy? That God is mending relationships that have been broken? What do you believe about your family this year? Do you believe your family is going to have the best year it ever had? What do you believe? I'm asking you, what do you believe? Because when you answer this question, you're setting your destiny. You're setting the course for the rest of the year. Do you believe your family is blessed? Do you believe your family is overcoming? What do you believe about your body? Do you believe you're going to restore your health if it's been lost? Do you believe you're healed by Jesus' stripes? What do you believe about your body? Do you believe your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Do you believe your body is healthy and strong? Do you believe your health is being recovered? God said, I will restore health to you. What do you believe about your finances? What are you saying about your money? What are you saying about your job? What are you saying about your ministry? What are you saying about your business? What are you saying about your career? Are you saying you're blessed? Are you saying you're going to have more than you ever had? Are you saying you're going to give more than you ever gave? You can give more than you ever gave if you have more than you ever had. See, some people look at it and they say, well, I'm only making this much. I can't give no more. No, I'm not believing that I'm going to give more on what I got. I believe more going to come in so I can give more. See how people limit themselves? Oh, I can't give no more. This is where I'm at. I ain't talking about giving more from where you at. I'm talking about experiencing increase. I'm going to give more because I'm going to have more. Now, you don't have to believe that about yourself. You say, well, you know, my job only paid it. You can limit yourself to your job if you want, but you're going to have what you believe for. If that's all you can believe is what your job providing, then that's all you're going to have. Right? If that's what you believe, look, Pat, this is all I got. I ain't got no more coming in. And that's what you believe, and you're voicing it, and Jesus is hearing. And he'll look at you and say, so be it unto you according to your faith. If you limit him to your job, then that's where he's going to stop. But I'm saying take the limits off God. We serve a great God, a big God, a mighty God. What do you believe about your future? What do you believe?
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-445.